The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey, good morning, KCNR listeners. Rolling, rawhide, yeah! Well, I think that's a fitting song to play this morning. Good morning, KCNR. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading. I'm filling in for Carl and Linda Bott today on KCNR Radio 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm really excited because it's a beautiful morning, probably one of the coolest mornings, the last coolest morning we'll have today in Reading. I spent the weekend over at Shasta Lake. I'm proud to say it's a full lake. We're going to have an incredible tourism season, and cool April nights just wrapped up, which means get out, put your cars in your garages, and get your horses out your stables, because Reading Rodeo celebrates 75th anniversary this year. And today I'm joined with Miss Cindy Schoenholtz, the Managing Director of the Reading Rodeo Association, this morning on KCNR. Cindy, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Blake. It's so great to be here this morning. I have an app that tells me it's 16 days, 11 hours and 54 minutes until we crack the gate at the 75th Reading Rodeo. We're so excited.
It's really already 16 days?
Yeah.
My gosh. Cindy, I am excited about the Reading Rodeo 75th anniversary. There's been a lot of prep and build up for this year's celebration of it. When did you start really thinking about 75th anniversary planning?
Well, our president, Bennett Gooch, and the whole board have been planning this celebration for years. And, you know, as you know, the event planning world has been crazy the last few years, and it's great to get back into more of a normal, whatever normal is, planning year. And the board has been planning, and the membership. The Reading Rodeo is a year-round membership organization. They meet year-round, the board meets year-round, and they've been really looking forward to this for a long time. So we're so excited that it's finally almost here.
I'm excited, too. It feels like, you know, rodeo ends, as you say, year planning, and then you blink and it's already another rodeo. I just attended the Red Bluff Roundup, and what an experience. If you have yet to go to a rodeo, you got to go check out the Red Bluff Roundup and then come on over to the Reading Rodeo, because both are special in their own ways. And for me, it was the first time I've ever experienced a rodeo. Cindy, you've been in the rodeo arena for many, many years. Tell us a little bit about your history with the rodeo associations.
Yes, I have been in the rodeo world. I started in a rodeo committee. I competed in barrel racing in Southern California for years, and then I went to the Pro Rodeo Cowboys Association for 20 years. And before I came here to Reading, I was a general manager of the St. Paul Rodeo in St. Paul, Oregon for 5.5 years. So, not my first rodeo.
I didn't know you did barrel racing.
Yeah, I did that in my younger days. I realized that I'm much better at the managing end of it. It's very expensive to be a contestant.
Oh, my gosh. That's what I was talking to you about before the show started. You know, this is a multi-million dollar industry. You know, what does that look like to actually run a rodeo? How much money goes into that?
Oh, it's, you know, any event planning industry or any business knows that it's not just what you see, but it's the insurance, it's the taxes, it's, you know, all the types of things that we're dealing with now, internet, credit card systems, ticketing systems, security, trash. It's very, very expensive. So that's why we're so thankful for all of our fans and our sponsors that allow us to bring, you know, the Wild West here to Reading. And you were talking about Red Bluff. Boy, after that Red Bluff Roundup, our ticket office went nuts. Like, people were like, wow, let's go to Reading. So, yeah, that was exciting.
That's great.
Yeah, we love our friends down at Red Bluff, and J.B. Stacy is amazing, and their whole board. And it really brings excitement to the North State for rodeo.
Tell us about the 75 years of the Reading Rodeo. What's kind of the history that you know of, you know, how the Reading Rodeo started and where we got to 75 years?
Yeah, it was very interesting learning about the history. And when Sheriff Balma decided to bring rodeo to Reading, it started in Anderson, and in 1948 moved to the site where we are now. And a lot of history, too much for me to even explain right now, of what happened when it was the Sheriff's Posse Rodeo for many, many years, and then moved over to the Reading Rodeo Association. So a long and storied history of rodeo right here by the river. It's such a special place, and the rodeo grounds are home to so many people that not only have participated as members, not only the Sheriff's Posse, but the association, but our women's auxiliary, our women's group, and our juniors all, you know, find a home there at the rodeo grounds there right by the river.
Hmm. So 75 years, what does this year look like different from other years?
A few things, and one thing that we really wanted to do was start a Reading Rodeo Hall of Fame, and we are going to kick our festivities off on the 16th, that Tuesday, with our Reading Rodeo Hall of Fame, and we have a great class of inductees, including Sheriff Balma, and Pete Lambert, and Ralph and Jeannie Moores, and Lane and Red Rock, Lane Frost, and Red Rock the Bull, and the incomparable John Payne, the one-armed bandit. So that's going to be a really exciting evening to honor those that have created what we have here today in Reading with the Reading Rodeo. So the banquet is actually sold out, but it's exciting to be able to offer that to those who have put so much into the Reading Rodeo Association.
So Red Rock the Bull, what's the story on that?
So there's been a lot of stories in Enjoy Magazine, who I think you're hearing about, and we'll have more information about that. But Red Rock was unridden in, I think, 308 tries. And Lane Frost, Red Rock was the 87 world champion bull, and Lane Frost was the 1987 world champion bull rider. And they retired Red Rock unridden, but John Growney and Sue Rosoff, a photographer, came up with a series called The Challenge of the Champions to see if Lane Frost could ride Red Rock. And this was the second time that he tried, and he actually rode Red Rock here in Reading on May 20th of 1988, and one of the most historic bull rides in the professional rodeo world. So we're going to celebrate that ride. And Lane Frost, who unfortunately was killed in a bull riding accident the next year. So, yeah, it's a crazy story. Lane was amazing. He was an amazing personality. Red Rock was one of the best bulls in the world, and he was friendly. Mm-hmm. You could go up and pet him. I actually went to John Grinley's ranch and petted him. So, we're thrilled to be able to bring that story back and let people understand, because there was actually a movie made about Lane Frost, but they moved that actual scene to Oklahoma.
Yeah, I think I heard that, because it happened here in Reading, and then they put it out.
Yeah, in the movie, there was, you know, some...
I say, let's make a remake.
There you go. Let's do it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, so the Reading Rodeo, what are the dates on that? Actually, this is a better way to put it. This is a week-long celebration. What can people expect during this whole week, and what are the events that people can participate in?
Well, I would let people know to go to readingrodeo.com for all of our events, and also the Asphalt Cowboys website. There's pancake breakfast and all kinds of things. We have a special kids rodeo to kick off on that Monday, and then we have our Hall of Fame on Tuesday, and then Wednesday we kick it off with the Extreme Bulls and Barrels, which is the Wednesday night. So the actual rodeo runs from the 17th through the 20th. And throughout the week. And then, of course, there's the parade on Saturday and pancake breakfast. And I can't even – all the dates escape me. But a full week of festivities, and we have Slack some mornings where it's the extra contestants from the timed events compete. And we did get our entries from the Pro Rodeo Cowboys Association. We have a great lineup of entries, a full contestant roster, so we're pretty excited about everything that we have to offer the community.
So, as a Reading resident and someone that's just getting into the whole rodeo experience, what is the span of this Professional Cowboys Rodeo Association? How many people come to this event, and where are they all coming from?
Right. We expect we can seat about 6,000 a night, and we know that Friday and Saturday night will be completely full, and the way ticket sales are, you know, we could sell out all performances. And they come from all over. Obviously, we're a destination rodeo in some cases because of the tourism. People like to come. Some people want to come and fish and go to the rodeo. They see that that's going on. But the demographics are very interesting, but all from up and down, you know, Sacramento, those areas, people want to come up and hike and fish and go to the rodeo, so we're excited to be able to offer that. The rodeo world has exploded recently in people want to come to a place where they can celebrate the country, celebrate the Wild West, our heritage, and they're able to do that at rodeos. It's a great family event. It's still affordable. Want to caution people to go to readingrodeo.com to get their tickets. There's all kinds of sites that might offer you tickets, but ours is very, very affordable. So go to our site and get those tickets or come to the ticket office at 715 Auditorium Drive.
So when we talk about rodeo tickets are affordable, that's a true statement. You get beer, you get corn dogs, you get incredible seats. But I want to talk about the part that's always interested in me. A bull, a bucking bronco, and your barrel racing horses. How much would one of those go for if you were actually at a bull gelding sale or getting ready for a line? How much do those cost?
Right. And the bulls and the horses are specifically bred in the rough stock events for bull riding and bareback and saddle bronc riding. And it takes a lot of time to have those breeding programs. And they can... A nice horse that's going to make the National Finals Rodeo, one of the championship horses, you know, could be anywhere from $25,000 to $100,000. And the bucking bull industry has exploded as well with standalone bull ridings, and bulls obviously can be in the breeding program, so they can be a couple hundred thousand easy, and then barrel racing horses can be from $25,000 to over $100,000, depending on if you want to buy one that's turnkey, ready to go, and try and get yourself to the National Finals Rodeo.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hey, we're going to take a little trip on the Happy Trails, and then we'll come on back with some more information about how you can find out to participate in the Reading Rodeo and tickets and all the events. We'll catch you later.
Waiting for someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring.
Gold Leaf Nursery is back open and stocked up. Gold Leaf Nursery wants to help you grow your own eatable grocery. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom varieties you can't find at the store. And we know a thing or two about this because we've been growing veggies since 1975. Spring has sprung, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuft, perennials, and annuals. So saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with statuary. We just received our new statuary order. Several different bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th Anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful, complex smoke with notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Redding.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the counter line. The joints start jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go.
Boot, Scoot, and Boogie by Brooks and Dunn. Another good song to start off that morning. Cindy, you know that song, right?
I've heard it a time or two.
I didn't realize how many great songs it played during the bucking bronco and bull riding experiences. Rodeos play some of the coolest music, and I haven't heard one bad song yet.
The sound men that we have, Chuck Lopeman and his son Austin, are amazing. It's a thing in rodeo. And years ago, it was Bad Company Rodeo was the one that started playing rock and roll music and stuff at rodeos. And yeah, it's not your grandma's rodeo. Lots of fun sing-alongs, lots of interactive, fun time.
Well, everyone, welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, right up the street, filling in for Miss Carl and Linda Bott today. And I'm here with Miss Cindy Schoenholtz, the managing director of the
General Reading. Manager.
General. See, I've been saying yeah. Managing director like Cascade Theater up the street as well, but general manager of the Reading Rodeo Association.
Yes.
Cindy, you were talking about... you just started in September. What's it been like to step into the Reading Rodeo Association?
It's been amazing. Really, this town and the volunteerism and the dedication that everybody has towards the community and the events has just been really neat. And to learn the history so quickly, because it is our 75th, that really helped me understand, you know, how important it is to preserve this event and to make it better. You know, and that's what we're always striving for in the events industry is to always raise the bar a little bit every year.
The Reading Rodeo is located next to the Civic Center, next to the Sacramento River, and the Turtle Bay area. That's part of the Reading Cultural District. This is something that Viva Downtown really likes to talk about. The Reading Cultural District spans that Civic Center area, the Reading Rodeo grounds, the Sacramento Trail, which connects right into downtown Reading, where you have Cascade Theater and Shasta County Arts Council. The Reading Cultural District encompasses all of these incredible organizations that enhances the culture of our area through also tourism. So Cool April Nights just finished their show, and now we've got Reading Rodeo. I always like to ask this, how many tourism dollars actually come into Reading due to events like this?
We expect $8 to $10 million in economic impact for our event. When you look at 20,000 people, quite a few of them coming from out of town, and when you talk about the contestants and the stock contractors and the rodeo clowns and all of them coming into town, just imagine how much it costs to fill those diesel rigs that are pulling those 40-foot long horse trailers, and you know they eat and they stay in hotels, and not only the fans but also the contestants. It's a huge event for Reading.
Is this one of the qualifying rounds actually, I'd love to learn a little bit more of this, too. So I know that Red Bluff Roundup's a three-day national rodeo, and there's qualifying rounds and qualifying points. So how do you explain that when they come to Reading Rodeo, the qualifying points, what do the points mean, and where do they go next after the Reading Rodeo?
Yeah, sometimes the rodeo industry can be a little confusing. It's not quite as straightforward as the NFL, but everybody's reaching towards the National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. You talked about that, the Super Bowl of rodeos. That's in December every year. And the road to the NFR goes right through Reading, and you're going to get the top contestants here because we have a lot of prize money. We're one of the top 40 rodeos in the country. Yes, so there's 650 rodeos, and we're one of the top 40. So they want to make it here. Bridwell Pro Rodeos out of Red Bluff brings the livestock, and they have Corian Lang and also Brookman Rodeos, and you have to have quality livestock for those champion cowboys to show up at your rodeo. And then when you talk about the timed events, we'll have the best of the best, the world champions, coming here. So It's a big part. We're a part of the NFR playoff series, which is another series within rodeo. So it's important for the contestants to come here. Ours, we don't have qualifiers in our rodeo. Everybody either competes in slack or in the rodeo. So
Slack, how would you describe, because I didn't even know what slack was until I saw it. What's slack?
Slack is the extra timed events. We don't have limits in our rodeo, so the folks that enter, there's too many of them to compete in the performances. All of the bareback, saddle bronc, and bull riding will be in the rodeo, but we have overflow, and that's what happens in slack. So we'll have barrel racing slack after the extreme bulls event, and then we have slack. It's on our schedule in the mornings, and then the timed events will continue on into the rodeo.
There's a couple of the unsung cowpokes that need to be mentioned are mutton busters. Oh my gosh! Tell me about the whole mutton busting experience. And I think applications are open too if they haven't already filled.
Mutton busting is a thing. It's a thing. And we have our mutton busting slack, which is at our steak feed. So I'm glad you brought that up. The steak feed is on the 13th of this month. On a Saturday, we have a dance. And there'll be quite a few mutton busters there. So that's a qualifying thing there to see who can compete in the rodeo and the mutton busting slack. So tickets for that are $25 to come to the steak feed, and they're online too on readingrodeo.com. So, and we have a limit of people, so we encourage folks to come. It's the best steak you'll get. But mutton busting is a fun way to expose the kids to the sport of rodeo and get them geared up to be a future world champion bull rider.
And they get belt buckles too, right?
Oh, yeah, they all get belt buckles. We have great sponsors, Crown Motors and Cornerstone Bank and Vestra, help us give them all belt buckles. And it's a great experience for the kids, and we know that leads them into either being fans or contestants in the future.
Wow. Well, you showed there's a long list of events that are happening. Number one, where could people find this list? And number two, I'd love to hear you kind of read it now and what can people expect?
Yes, always go to readingrodeo.com or follow us on Instagram or Facebook. We're going to kick off the week with our Extreme Bulls and Barrels on the 17th, and that's going to be a special night. The Reading Rancheria has teamed up with us for Native American Night. And so there'll be some Native American flair from our folks at the Rancheria. We're pretty excited about
that. That's special. That's
very special. That's a sacred ground for them down there by the river. Mm-hmm. And they're having their powwow later on this year at our grounds too. So it's a fun project, and we sure appreciate Maria and the whole crew over there. We're going to throw a little bit something different to our crowd and share their culture. So,
well, I'm really glad that you guys are doing that. And that goes back to the Reading Cultural District. And also I saw that the Pendleton Rodeo really has a strong connection with their Native American heritage too. So,
yes, I've been to the Pendleton Rodeo many times, and they have a whole teepee village. And it's important to share that culture of all of the groups around our community.
Thanks for doing that, Cindy.
Yeah, it's fun. So, and then Thursday night is we're going straight to the PRCA Rodeo, and that's family night sponsored by MD Imaging. And then Friday morning is the Asphalt Cowboys pancake breakfast. And Friday we have our Chicks and Chaps event, which helps raise money for breast cancer. That's through our auxiliary. And that event is sold out also. And we have Slack at 10 a.m. every morning. And then Reading Rodeo Tough Enough to Wear Pink is Friday night, and that's sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey and Block Beverage. And then Saturday at 10 is the parade, Asphalt Cowboys. We team up with them. And then we have Slack again. And then we finish it off with Armed Forces Night, and that's sponsored by Sierra Pacific Foundation. And that will be a special night, and we will be celebrating the 35th anniversary of Lane Riding Red Rock, the 75th anniversary of the rodeo, Armed Forces Night, and that night will sell out. We encourage folks to go on and get tickets. They're way ahead of last year, which was an amazing year. So go to readingrodeo.com and get your tickets, and we really look forward to hosting everyone.
Cindy, thank you so much for everything that you do. I wish the best of a celebration for the Reading Rodeo Association, and I'm going to be buying my tickets right after this interview.
Great. I like to hear that.
Thanks, Cindy.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services. Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hey, Reading, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The Vaisakhi Festival and Day of Nonviolence is Saturday, May 6th from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson. This free event is an important multicultural and educational event in Shasta County, organized by the Sikh Center. The Vaisakhi Festival will feature multiple vendors, workshops, and live demonstrations. Come enjoy free Punjabi food and multicultural music while learning about the Sikh history, Sikh martial arts, and Native American practices. The Vaisakhi Festival will present speakers from various agencies. It's free and open to the public, and free activities for kids. The Vaisakhi Festival and Day of Nonviolence, Saturday, May 6th at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. This event is co-sponsored by the United Way, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Reciproca, Shasta Interfaith, and KCNR Radio.
Hey, Good morning, KCNR listeners. This is 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. I'm Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for Miss Carl and Linda Bott this morning. This is a beautiful, beautiful morning. I feel like one of the coolest, the last cool days that we'll have before we hit our incredible summer season. It's already hot. I feel like last week was our hottest day. Finally 90 degrees, but, you know, in previous years it was about 90 degrees in February. Shoot, this is okay. Hey, I just got the word that we have Miss Anne Marie, our calendar of events gal, on the phone to speak about a few things happening, and then we're going to be introducing Miss Clarissa Wentworth from Shasta Living Streets with new e-bikes coming to Redding, California. All right, Liam, take it away with Miss Anne Marie if she's on the line.
Good Monday morning.
Hi, Anne Marie. How are you?
Hello, Blake. Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Hey, this is my first time go-around, so how do I set you up for success to talk about the calendar of events?
So you're telling me this is your first rodeo?
This is my first rodeo, taking on Carl and Linda's morning show.
Well, it's a piece of cake. You're doing an awesome job, so thank you very much. So basically, I come on every Monday morning, and I just let our community know some of the great events that are happening that particular week here locally.
This is huge. Well, hey, Miss Anne Marie, take it away.
Thank you so much. Well, as we begin our community calendar, I would like to acknowledge May as National Military Appreciation Month. Today, May 1st, is Loyalty Day and Silver Star Service Banner Day, recognizing those awarded the Silver Star Medal. This Thursday is National Day of Prayer, which falls on the first Thursday of May each year. And as we go through the month of May, I'll introduce additional patriotic days. But first up on our community calendar for this week, we have Wednesday, May 3rd. You are invited to join the American Legion Auxiliary for a cheeseburger with seasoned fries and dessert at the American Legion Post 746 in Cottonwood, located at 3297 Chestnut Street. Dinner will be 5 to 7:30 p.m., and tickets are $8. Everyone is welcome, including the kiddos. This cheeseburger dinner on May 3rd is being hosted by the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 746 in Cottonwood. Do you love history? On Thursday, May 4th, you can take a step back in time to the Wild West for a Taste of History fundraiser presented by the Shasta Historical Society. The event will run 5:30 to 9 p.m. at the IOOF Hall at 1504 Market Street in Reading. The evening will include live music, dinner, drinks, a chance to throw a friend in jail and bail them out, a silent and live auction items. Tickets at the door are $85. On Friday, May 5th, you can enjoy Cinco de Mayo at the park celebration from 5 to 8 p.m. at Palisadro Park. There will be tacos, drinks, and music. This event is presented by the Palisadro Park and Palisadro Chamber of Commerce. On Saturday, May 6th, you can check out the Cruisin' for the Kids car show at Bella Vista School, located at 22661 Old Alturas Road, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. There will be classic cars in abundance, vendors, a barbecue, and a raffle. Admission is free, and you can enjoy a barbecue meal for only $6. All proceeds will go to the 8th grade class. If you have a classic car that you would like to register for the event, you still have time. Head over to the Bella Vista School to pick up a registration form. Car registration is $30. Right now, the event has well over 20 registered vehicles, but they have room for more. The Cruisin' for the Kids car show this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. is being hosted by the Bella Vista School Parent Club. Also on Saturday, May 6th, the Sons of the American Legion will host a Cinco de Mayo celebration at the American Legion Post 746 in Cottonwood. There will be food starting at 1 p.m., tacos and beans, and live music by the Sandstone Band. Now, the band will play from 3 to 6 p.m. Tickets are $10, and all proceeds will go to the new roof project for the American Legion Post. This Saturday, May 6th, at the American Legion Post in Cottonwood. And also this Saturday, look for the annual Shasta Lake Boomtown Festival. This day-long celebration includes a pancake breakfast benefiting the Shasta Lake Fire Department, a Boomtown Parade, Craft Fair, Health Fair and Family Carnival, and Live Music Festival. For a complete list of activities and locations, visit ShastaDamboree.org. And finally, if you are looking for a local job opportunity, Shasta County is hiring. They have numerous job openings, and you can view them by visiting ShastaCountyCareers.com. And that's this week's community calendar.
Thanks, Anne Marie.
Thank you, Blake.
Hey, Anne Marie, before you go, how do people put their events onto the community calendar?
Well, there is a link on the radio station, and you know what? Pop over and just send us a flyer or let us know what event's happening, and we'll definitely get it on air.
That's wonderful. Hey, Anne Marie, thanks for doing that, and I hope you have a fantastic week.
Thank you. You too. Have a good one.
All right. All right. Hey, Liam, how much time do we have till the next break?
4 minutes.
All right. Hey, Clarissa, in this 4 minutes, everyone, this is KCNR Radio, Blake Fisher of the Viva Downtown. We were talking with the Reading Rodeo Association, Miss Cindy, Sean Holtz, the general manager of the Reading Rodeo Association. The next exciting thing happening in our Reading Cultural District is Shasta Living Streets. Shasta Living Streets is our downtown biking nonprofit. They're located right behind the KCNR radio station in the old Reading Police Station, and they're getting ready for an incredible project, which is about to complete in the next 2 weeks after revitalizing and restructuring and preserving history at the Bell Rooms, the old historic brothel in downtown Reading. But today I'm joined with Miss Clarissa Wentworth, and Clarissa's here to talk about the next thing events that we can expect with Shasta Living Streets. Hey, Clarissa.
Hey, Blake.
Clarissa, it's great to see you.
It's great to see you.
Have you been on KCNR before?
I have not. This is my first time.
There it is. We're all talking about this is our first rodeos, or this isn't our first rodeos. Clarissa, I'm really glad that you're here. We get to see each other on a regular basis in downtown, walking around or biking around. So, with these next couple of minutes, tell us a little about Shasta Living Streets and then the next projects that are coming up.
So, Shasta Living Streets is, a nonprofit in downtown. We really focus on trying to make downtown more bikeable and walkable. And it's been around for 10 years, or 13 years, sorry. And we are just getting ready to open up the Bike Depot, which is kind of the culmination of all of these years of working on trying to make it more bikeable and walkable. We really hope that the Bike Depot is going to kind of be that hub of where all of these activities can start from. So the Bike Depot is on May 12th, which is really coming up, and it's going to be a whole huge community celebration, and let's see.
That's incredible. Clarissa, tell us a little bit about your role with the Shasta Living Streets, and how'd you get involved with Shasta Living Streets?
So I am the marketing and engagement manager at Shasta Living Streets, and I wanted to join the organization because I really wanted to be a part of trying to get people more active and more healthy by providing them with the actual amenities for that to happen. And Shasta Living Streets really focuses on getting those things out into the community. So, for example, we're opening the Bike Depot, but we are also opening Reading Bike Share, which is going to be a fleet of bikes that are open to the community and that everyone can use. They are electric assist, so you have to pedal in order for them to work, but it's easy. So it's helping you out. The electric motor kind of like assists you as you pedal. So it's getting people more active, but making it more accessible. So maybe people are like, ah, I want to ride my bike, but I don't know about going up that hill. Like, I just don't think I can do that. Well, the electric assist bike helps you to get up that hill. So it's really trying to get people more active, but, in a way that they can access.
You're someone that lives and breathes what you guys work on at Shasta Living Streets because you live downtown adjacent, and I see you riding on your bike to work, from work, to other projects. What is it like biking in Redding, California for people that don't usually get to bike? Because I drive a lot. So how would you describe that?
I love biking in Redding. It's a town that is it's really not that big. You can really get most places that you want to go on a bike. Like if I want to go to Turtle Bay or like the Civic Center, I find it so much easier to ride my bike there than to drive a car and have to worry about parking. And a lot of we have so many beautiful trails here, like just going down onto the river trail. It's so close to downtown that, I just feel like everyone should be riding their bike down there and, spending their day there. There are some areas of Reading that aren't quite as fun to ride your bike in, just due to cars moving really fast and not quite having that infrastructure for biking. It's really meant more for cars. So hopefully we can work on getting those areas more accessible so that way people can ride their bikes everywhere and they have a choice. It's not just about we don't want everything to be all biking, but we want people to have the choice if they want to. Hey, you can ride your bike, or maybe you can drive your car. It's just about giving people choices in transportation.
That's why these e-bikes are going to be incredibly cool, and for people that are not strong bikers, this is the route to go. We are going to hit our next break, and we're going to come back with more information about Shasta Living Streets with Miss Clarissa Wentworth. We'll catch you on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
From the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling BNT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Welcome back, everyone, to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Liam, as always, with the incredible music.
Of course.
Hey, Liam, thanks for always being such a great sound engineer over here.
You're welcome. You're welcome, man. I got you.
Thanks. Hey, everyone. This is Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for Miss Carl and Linda Bott. And I'm looking outside, and the clouds are getting a little bit thicker. I think it might rain today. I know they usually have more of a professional weather update.
We have a 20% chance of rain today with a high of 66.
Hey.
And that continues through Sunday.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, gosh. You know,
I'm not complaining.
I'm not complaining. Our lakes are full.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot, Liam, I didn't know you did the weather, too.
I can read it if you want.
Thanks. Thanks. We'll bring that in. All right. So we're back with Miss Clarissa Wentworth with Shasta Living Streets. Before we jump into this, thank you all for, you know, listening about Reading Cultural District, the Reading Rodeo Association, and Shasta Living Streets that's coming up, you know. Shasta Living Streets is right here in downtown Reading. This project that they've been working on is, you know, taking an abandoned historic structure and reactivating it. So one of these coolest things is, you know, McConnell Foundation, you know, Trilogy Architecture took the old historic bell rooms on California Street. It's been abandoned for many years, and the historic bricks, a part of that, were cleaned, repointed, and reintroduced to this incredible building structure. There's going to be a new restaurant coming in, but I just want to give a little bit of context to that. So we'll pass this over to Miss Clarissa Wentworth with the next things that are happening. So tell us about the Bell Plaza and some of the things that you guys are going to be doing in there.
So we're going to be opening up the Bike Depot there. And we're going to have quite a few programs that we're going to be operating, and some of them are new to us. So one of those programs is that there's going to be a bike station, which is a safe and secure place to park your bike. So it's going to be a bike parking garage, essentially, where you can bring your bike. You have like a little key card entry. You can get into an enclosed room and you can park your bike in there. And the door closes behind you. It's really safe and secure. It's going to be a great place for people who are concerned if they're coming downtown and they have a really nice bike and they don't want to leave it out on the street and lock it up next to a restaurant. Well, now they have a place, a safe place that they can park it. Another one of the programs that we're going to be operating is Reading Bike Share. And right now we are getting ready to make sure that on May 12th, our opening celebration of the Bike Depot will also be the opening of Reading Bike Share. So you may see going in over these next 2 weeks some of the infrastructure for operating Reading Bike Share. So there, it is going to be a docked bike share, which means that you have to put the bike into a dock when you finish your ride. So some of you may see the scooters around town, and a lot of times they get placed in different areas because people can you know, they can start or end their ride on a scooter anywhere. For these bikes, you have to start and end your ride at a station. So it'll be a little bit more organized. And you will see these docks starting to go in at locations all over downtown Reading starting this week. So that's going to be exciting. If you see these little black U-shaped things going in on sidewalks, then those would be the Reading Bike Share stations.
So you've been saying bike share. What does that actually mean for somebody that, sees a bike, and how do they – so what is it?
So bike share is essentially it's an amenity for a community where a bike is shared amongst members. Mm-hmm. So the idea is that multiple people in a community can use these bikes for short trips. Mm-hmm. So you would take your bike – you know, from maybe from your apartment in downtown Reading, if you live at Market Center, and you would take it to Safeway, for example, and it's a really short trip, and then you would go into Safeway and you'd buy some groceries, and maybe since you left your bike out there, somebody else who's just leaving Safeway will then take that bike, mm-hmm. and they'll take it to wherever they want to go. But then someone else comes and they leave a bike for you to take when you get out of the store. So the idea is that all these bikes are moving around in these short trips, and that they are shared by everyone in the community. So it's a shared community amenity that everyone can use to get places.
So it serves a lot of people for short-term distances. This is something that I realize Reading Rodeo is coming up, as we found out. We're 16 days out from the festivities, and these bikes are going to be introduced. So if you're in this general area, you could grab a bike, ride out to the Reading Rodeo, dock your bike over at the Turtle Bay area, pick up your bike, head back downtown or head back where the next bike docks are. So you could make an entire trip out of it if you're worried about parking or getting out of the bottleneck when you're in the Civic Center, or just want to spend a couple of more hours here in downtown. You could grab
Absolutely.
A bike. Absolutely. That's really cool. What's kind of the timeline on that?
So we are putting the docks in for the bike share stations this week and the following week. Mm-hmm. We are currently assembling all of our bikes. And so we plan to, on May 12th, when we have our opening celebration of the Bike Depot, the Reading Bike Share bikes will also be, that will be their opening celebration as well. Mm-hmm. So starting on, May 13th, these bikes will be out in the community, for everyone to use. And it's really simple to use them. You just have to download an app. And even if you don't have an app, then you can even come to the Bike Depot and you can pay for a membership, and we can give you a little key fob card. So if you don't have a cell phone, then you can also have access to these bikes.
And this is the e-bike that you were talking about.
Yes, so yes.
An e-bike. It's not a motorcycle. So you're not going to hear it, you know, rev up your engine. It's all battery powered, but those pick up speed. It might not be an engine, but you're going fast with little effort. What are kind of the top speeds that you could do on an e-bike with little effort?
So these bikes, they go 17 miles an hour. So they will
Wow.
assist you up to 17 miles an hour, which is, you know,
that's
enough time for you to be cruising along, but mm-hmm. not so fast that it's, you know, you yeah. feel unsafe.
Right. But that's a fast – so that would be like, you know, I'm thinking about Placer. You've got Placer, that hill, and then you've got Holiday at the top. If I took an e-bike going up that hill, for a beginner or someone that's not really good at biking, could that hill be manageable?
Absolutely, yeah.
That's really cool. And what's kind of I'd love to talk about this. How many bikes are actually being introduced to the area?
So there will be 70 bikes that are going to be introduced to the area.
That's a lot.
And then we have 120 docks. We are going to wait a little bit. We are not going to put all of our docks in at once because mm-hmm. we want to see how the community responds and if there's certain areas where we may need a station that we didn't identify to begin with, then community members could tell us, hey, I really think it would be useful to have a station here. And then we would have the ability to have those extra docks to install a station.
How cool. So 70 bikes are being reintroduced. On May 12th is when the Bike Plaza, Bike Depot, opens over on California Street. We've only got a couple of seconds left. Clarissa, how can people find information about this and anything we can expect at the celebration?
So people can find information by going to our website, ShastaLivingStreets.org, or visiting our Instagram or Facebook pages at Shasta Living Streets. The opening celebration, May 12th, starting at 3 p.m., our doors will be open to the public. So come by at 3 p.m. You'll be able to tour the facility and our programs. Starting at 4, we will have a ribbon-cutting ceremony. The California Director of Transportation is coming. He's going to be speaking there. It's really exciting because it's his first time coming to Redding, California.
Wow.
So it's really huge that he's going to be visiting us.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, Clarissa, thank you so much for joining us, and we're going to head out to our next break where we're going to be joined by the Enjoy team. Thanks for listening.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Virginia Beach, Virginia, powerful storms raked the region yesterday, including at least one tornado. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 126 points, the NASDAQ ahead 19. More on these stories at townhall.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I shouldn't be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on Gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
A key barometer of German business optimism has risen for the seventh consecutive month, up in April, amid lower natural gas prices and the reopening of China's economy post-COVID.
The Munich-based IFO Institute's confidence index has gone up to 93.6 from 93.2 in March. Analysts say the move was positive, but did not erase the headwinds facing Europe's largest economy as it struggles to avoid sliding into a recession. Consumers are still holding back due to rampant inflation and energy prices, which remain high, even after utilities found new sources of gas after Russia cut off most of its supply to Europe.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Israeli lawmakers reconvening today after a month-long parliamentary break, resuming the fight over a contentious government plan to overhaul the judiciary. The proposal has split Israelis and has drawn concern from Israel's key ally, the U.S. News and analysis, townhall.com. Sabotage is not suspected in a big pipeline fire in the Deep South.
Natural gas flowing again in a Mississippi pipeline after a towering blaze Friday that officials believe was caused by lightning. Canadian owner TC Energy telling customers late Saturday gas was flowing again normally. Alcorn County officials say it appears lightning sheared off a piece of pipe and set the natural gas ablaze. The fire burned more than 4 hours until firefighters could put it out. No one was hurt. Company says the fire caused, quote, very minimal impact to the facilities. Jason Walker reporting.
Ask them about the news media's impact on democracy, and Americans are likelier to say it's doing more harm than good. That's according to a new poll from the APNORC Center for Public Affairs Research and the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Foundation. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
My jam. I know. Good morning, KCNR radio listeners. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for Miss Linda and Carl Bott because I think they're on
a journey.
They're on a journey. I think they're waiting for the sunset to ride off before the Reading Rodeo. Last time I got to see Carl and Linda was at KIXE's wine and recreation auction this last week. They had a 3-night live special, their first live special since 2019, to raise money for KIXE's organization mission. So that was a real treat. Carl and Linda, they are two of the funniest people I've ever seen, and I know they do live radio, but to see them live on TV is a real treat. And the joke around was Willamette. I think Carl was calling it Williamette.
And that was
the running joke of the night. So for all you listeners, it is Willamette. Carl understands now. And
there are words, let me tell you.
There are words, but I gotta say I love
mine's Cahakis.
Linda, this voice that you're hearing on the other end is my good friend, Mr. James Mazzotta, and the other voice is Miss Rhonda Alvey. We're at the top of the 8 o'clock hour for our Enjoy magazine and Enjoy store focusing. Liam, before we go.
In a minute, I'll be in the eye in the sky. I'm going to jump in the helicopter and we're going to do 44 news, this traffic.
Liam, what's the weather this top of the morning?
Yeah, so we have a high of 66 today and a 20% chance of showers, low 49 tonight. We are going to be in the mid to high 60s through Sunday with rain continuing through Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Cool.
Darn it.
So. Oh, man.
You can tell a lot about a person if they like the rain or not.
Fill those links. Well, guys.
I'm all like, yes, cool.
Exactly.
I do like the rain, but I also like the sunshine.
Sunshine. It was nice. Our first 90 degrees was last week. Did you guys fare okay?
No.
I actually melted into a puddle on the ground. I did okay for not liking it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was hot. It was kind of one of those, realizing we're back.
But I also really like the green, right? So I get sad when I start seeing the road sides turning brown and, it's like, oh.
Have you gotten to see the super blooms? We're talking about Enjoy Magazine's cover is all of these incredibly bloomed flowers.
It's a super bloom.
It's a super bloom. Have you driven outside of the Reading area to the rest of, Northern California and gotten to see some of these super blooms and poppies?
No, but I have really wanted for a long time to go to, what's it called? Brokaw? No.
Table Mountain.
And yep. I know that it's beautiful there. I've seen lots of beautiful pictures, but I just want to go there right at the beginning when they just start blooming.
Yeah.
There's a real treat. Short drive out of here. Just before you hit Whiskey Town is Old Shasta's, historic buildings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And they have a whole, field of poppies right in front of the brick structures. So if you're looking for some great oh no,
poppies.
We have a great story in this issue about a woman in the Mount Shasta or Siskiyou County that grows peonies that are amazing.
She says peonies. I say peonies.
Oh, my God.
Let's call the whole tomato thing off.
Oh, yeah, that's a song. Well, James Rhonda, tell us about this. This is a celebration for Enjoy's May issue.
It is. Yes. I'll let Rhonda tell this, the great secret, considering that she's built, I think, all of them.
Not all, but, yeah. This is our 200th issue. I can't believe we've been doing this for this long. But
since October 2006.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is our 200th issue at the May issue. Yeah.
When you say 200th issue, I'm wondering, could you put into the idea of how many stories have been covered with 200?
I'm going to guess about 4,000.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because when we had our 100th issue, we did kind of look, and it was around 2,200 at that point.
So 4,000 stories of the North State.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People, places,
events,
activities.
That's special. Congratulations,
products.
You two. This is quite a milestone.
It is. It's a pretty big deal.
Which should be a testament to our North State, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you can write 4,000 articles plus or minus on all positive, great things, then, you know, that should be enough to tell you that you live in a wonderful place.
We do live in a wonderful place. I'm tired. You know what? I got to be honest. I'm tired of people saying there's nothing to do.
Oh, my gosh.
Just grab. Yeah.
You know, I grew up here off and on, and when you're a teenager and you're in high school and you're 55 like I am, there was a time when you could say, man, there's nothing to do, right? But that's not the case at all anymore.
Right now, you can't. I mean, you can't
there's
even
not enough
go
time.
A weekend to without 5, 6, 7, 8 things going on.
Yeah, I mean,
you can't do it all.
Right.
There's times, yeah, there are days of the week that you just can't get to everything that you'd like to do.
It's awesome.
You could have, your whole weekends could be filled with stuff. So tell us about, you know, what are the special stories that we can find in this month's Enjoy issue?
Well, let's go to the table of contents.
Show me your peonies.
Oh.
Well, radio morning show. We're usually in the night, Enjoy hour.
So just the headlines for the contents are, you know, good finds, good times, inspiration, interest and in events and in every issue. We have recipes and obviously the Enjoy the View, what's cooking, the calendar, obviously, after almost 2 years of absence.
More than 2 years, yeah.
Has come back with a vengeance. We have pages and pages and pages of events. We have and I think we've implemented a new calendar.
We have a new calendar on our website so people can put their events on. Those events will get in the magazine as long as they are posted the first of the month prior to the event. So if you have an event in June, it needs to be posted by today.
Today.
Yeah. So then it'll go in the magazine. It's a really nice new calendar. We've had some trouble with the previous one, and hopefully this one's going to be fantastic. So far, so good.
And to just let you know, as far as the calendar and its extensivity, we actually have, I don't know, look at all the pages. It's amazing. But, so if you are adding an event to this calendar and it is represented in a community that does, you know, currently isn't existing, you'll find that will pop up. So our calendar as of today covers Anderson, Bernie, Chico. It also has Corning, Cottonwood, Dunsmuir, Gridley, Lewiston, McLeod, Mount Shasta, Orville, Paradise, Red Bluff, Redding, obviously. It also covers a lot of our theater-type stuff. So we have the Axiom Repertory Theater, Cascade Theater. Cedar Crest Brewing has its own section because they have so many events going on. Chico Theater Community, Feather Falls Casino and Lodge because they have a lot going on. Feather Fest Days in Oroville, Gold Country Casino, Reading Civic Auditorium, Reading Performance Arts Center, Riverfront Playhouse, of course, Reading Rodeo, Reading Library, Rolling Hills Casino, Shasta College, Schrader Planetarium, Senator Theater, The Dip, Turtle Bay, Wind River. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And under each one of those headings and categories is a long list of everything that's going on in those areas for the month. And let me tell you, there's pages and pages of it. So, again, there's plenty to do.
Grab your magazines. Grab your magazines.
Grab your magazines,
There's, you know, both of you. I was so excited this morning to be on Carl and Linda's show. We talked to the Reading Rodeo Association. I see Rhonda just turned to 75 years of the Reading Rodeo.
Mm-hmm. We have a great story about that. And, well, we had it in the April issue about mm-hmm. their 75th anniversary.
And then we talked to Clarissa with Shasta Living Streets, and they're going to be opening up their brand new bike depot here, taking over the Bellrooms Brothel. And
mm-hmm. Bellrooms Brothel.
Bellrooms. I know.
Why have so many great landmarks in Reading that I'd love to go to all used to be brothels.
Historic preservation, people. All right. We're going to be heading to our next break. It's 8:14. You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Something on my mind. Something that I wish I would have told you, but you just don't want to. Oh yeah. Something on my chest.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome back to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Liam, what was that song?
That's Close to You by Dayglow.
That was really pretty. It's
I always feel like this is my favorite. I think it's so strange, but this my favorite part of coming in and being on the radio is in and outros.
Intros and outros. It is so hard to want to start speaking over the music.
I know.
I forget we're on. We're a talk show, mm-hmm. not a real.
I almost feel like there should always be like a little thing like just like that where it's like. And that was whatever, like you just said, whatever the name of the song was.
Well, I
to
hope
give it cred.
I'm really glad to have Rhonda and James here, the Enjoy the Store and Enjoy Magazine team. I hope everyone's morning is going great, whether you're driving to work, enjoying this beautiful, cool weather, or sitting at home or getting ready for the day. Thanks for listening to KCNR, and thanks for having me on this morning, Carl and Linda. Liam, I know that we're doing the weather report. We could do another weather report. James is getting ready to go on the chopper.
Actually, as soon as I leave here, I'm driving to Chico.
Oh, dang.
I gotta go talk to a man about some jam.
Man about jam.
Doggy.
Liam, what's the weather like?
Yeah.
Has it changed?
Nothing has changed since. But yeah.
Hey, but this is Reading, right?
You never know.
It can.
We got a high of 66 today. I'm wearing my leather jacket because this very well could be the last time for 6 months that I can wear anything. Or want to. But, so, yeah, we have a high of 66 today, 20% chance of showers, 60% chance of showers tonight, low of 49. We are going to be in the mid to high 60s through Sunday with showers continuing through Sunday.
Very
so
cool.
I love that.
When we left, we were talking about events and stuff. One of the couple things I was when we were at break, I was looking at, I want to just point out because those are some of my favorite things. The Strawberry Festival is happening.
Already?
Yes.
Yeah, the end of the month.
And also the California Nut Festival in Chico.
That's nutty.
That's crazy, right? And I also want to just give a shout out to our friends in Trinity County. They have started advertising with Enjoy, which we're really happy about. And they actually have an ad, and it's got a barcode that you can scan, and it will give you all the kinds of things that you can do in Trinity County, especially, obviously, Weaverville and their beautiful historic Americana downtown. And they're really doing a lot.
Wow.
In that little neck of the woods. And that's that beeline from Reading to the coast. So many times, when you're headed over to, I was going to say, run from the heat, which we're not this week, but if go to the cool weather, you can see some of the things that you might be able to capture along your way if you plan it.
That's a really cool page that you're on.
And Mushroom Festival.
Oh, my God. Okay.
In McLeod.
I've never been to the Nut Festival, and I've never been to the Mushroom Festival, but I've been to the Strawberry Festival, and I always look forward to the shortcakes that they serve that
day.
That's my favorite thing.
But in downtown Reading, there's a lot of events, too.
Well, there is. There are so many, thank you for that.
So
set up right there. Boom.
That was a hard lob. Right into your
well,
whack.
For all the listeners, yes, I'm with Viva Downtown Reading. There's a lot of things happening in downtown Reading. Last week, the final street circulation loop construction project has completed, and these streets are open now. And I say that this really means for everybody that's seen, downtown Reading pre-mall, downtown Reading during mall, and downtown Reading post-mall, the way to summarize this all up is that Market Street, California Street, Pine Street all connect now. So you can drive down Market Street and turn onto Pine Street, turn onto Yuba Street.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Cross streets through and stuff to connect.
It's
a
reconnected grid system. I think that's one of the coolest things. And for many
– And everything's open.
Everything's open.
Okay.
So the construction has finally completed. And that's been construction that's been going on since 2019.
It's crazy.
Which is crazy.
And it seems like it went so fast.
It did. Pandemic year, we all were in our houses, and then we came back, and it was a whole different downtown. And, it's great to see downtown with no more fences. For everybody that hasn't been to downtown Reading lately, just get in your cars, drive on down, check it out, because it's something that I would say is very special. And it's a lot of, as I said, preserving what made downtown great, but also, setting up for something of bringing it back to what it looked like.
And are both Block 7 apartments complexes? done yeah. and they're filling up, people yeah. moving in. I saw that like the first or second day that they opened. I didn't know if it was all of them or some of them, but there were all those cars lined up on California Street and everybody was hauling stuff into the building. You could think it was like a frenzy. It was like a, it reminded me if you sent your kids off to college and they were like moving into right. their dorms.
People are now living, you know, we've had people living in downtown, whether it's at the Lorenz Hotel or at Hotel Reading, but now, you know, you've got these two housing projects that just finished, and California Place Apartments is fully leased. That's 74 units, completely full, you know, 1 to 2 bedrooms, seniors, young professionals, families all living in downtown, which means, you know.
What, yeah, what's your complex called?
I'm in Market Center.
Yeah,
so
and that's full.
I'm right up the street, and that's full too. And one of those cool things about seeing people living in your downtowns again is that our downtown is looking more like it did, you know, 1940s, 1950s, where you actually had people living in downtown, and it did end at 5 p.m.
Right.
You have, you know, 5 p.m. work week didn't end, and then people just left. You have people keeping an active, safe downtown.
Because there's other 24/7. Apartments, too, on
right.
Pine Street.
Yeah.
So, that's yeah.
The Placer and Pine Street apartments. So you've got a lot of people yeah. now living in downtown.
There's a lot,
is,
yeah.
Which is really cool. And
well,
I,
and the
I,
building
I
and the building that we're in.
You have people living upstairs.
Not yet, but all 8 apartments are being remodeled right now as we speak, and soon they will be available. I mean, I'm not really sure how they'll be rented, but they're all being renovated and brought up to new standards, and
I'd love
exposing
to live above and joy.
Exposing the brick walls from the original building and stuff. Yeah.
So we talked a little bit about construction. So construction is coming to an end. We have the new bikes being introduced. Streets are reconnected. People are living in downtown. Let's talk about the cool events, because
yes.
you guys are going to be participating in that. This is our favorite annual event of the year, and we're bringing it back because the construction's done. We postponed it, waited. It's called Hops and Shops.
Mm-hmm.
Hops and Shops is a walking, shopping, and if you like beer, this is your opportunity to taste as much beers as you would like in this event. It's we have about 20 plus locations and 20 plus beer brands.
I was going to ask what the number was this year.
If you get you can find your tickets on vivadowntownreading.org.
I mean, if you just think about it, just very simply, even if you only just tasted one beer at each location, that's 20 beers.
Right. And it's in a 6.5-ounce tasting glass. You get yourself a tote bag. It's $30 pre-sale, $35 at the door. We have two locations at Shasta County Arts Council for check-in and the IOF Hall for check-in. But this is one of the greatest ways to check out local businesses mm-hmm. or art venues that you have never been into, taste beer brands that you've probably never tried, and also just walk and check out all the things that are happening. And I got to say, when we had the Cool April Nights kickoff car show in downtown, there were so many people that were there that filled the entire new street.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the best way to you know, check out downtown, get away from the Facebook, get away from the news stories. You got to get down here firsthand to just see it for yourself. It makes a world of difference. And there's the fire engine
yep.
driving on by, too. So Hops and Shops, what do you guys – tell me about your experiences with Hops and Shops, because you're a storefront that participates.
Yeah, it's one of our favorite, if not the favorite, but one definitely sure favorite events of the year. Heavy, heavy traffic, which is great. I'm always surprised because sometimes you never know, like, you know, it'll start out light and you're like, oh, this isn't as great as it was last year, and then all of a sudden – it turns around. Last year was great because we had tons and tons of people, but it was a steady flow. We weren't overwhelmed because there was enough space between all of us, so people were moving and stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's extraordinary. And, you know, sometimes, you know, everybody's doing something different and cool. So, you know, we're hoping to have, again, some form of live music. We are blessed to have Aetna Brewing, and so I believe when I told we actually our contact person that we usually handle has moved back east, so we have a new one, but we were told that we would be having 3 beers on tap, three to two beers on tap, and then a hard seltzer, because they do a hard seltzer as well, and then they also produce a micro brew root beer, which we will have in our back area where we also serve ice cream now, so we're going to be doing small root beer floats as tasting as well. And then typically we usually barbecue something so people can come in and have a little bit of barbecue with a lot of our different seasonings and rubs and you know, meat jams and all that kind of stuff that we sell that are, you know, locally made products. So there's a lot going on at the Enjoy store. We also have Bernsini Vineyard inside that we'll be pouring, and that's for those that are not necessarily maybe a beer or a seltzer drinker, right? Maybe you can stop here and yeah. while you're in the store. So it'll be cool. We'll be a little bit different than most just because we have a wine bar inside. There are lots of rules, but we've figured out how to work around that. And, so we've got a system in place for you. So
there's so many, you know, for a beer event, this is one of those great ones because you get to taste as much beer as you can responsibly. Mm-hmm. I always like to add, but for those that aren't beer drinkers, we have about 5 cider companies that are going to be there. And we're also going to have some opportunities to try some seltzers too. And, if you're worried about,
love ciders.
Yeah, ciders are out of the Golden State Cider is going to be there. Ace Cider is going to attend. We've got Humboldt Cider Company. Mm. I love Humboldt Cider uh-huh. Company. And, you can find those tickets on vivadowntownreading.org. $30 tickets this Saturday, May 6th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. in downtown Reading. Friday is First Fridays, another great event.
And oh, by the way, Liam, you're over there sleeping. Saturday, what is the forecast for Saturday?
Because
I want to know what kind of.
I was going to say it's rain.
It is rain.
It is.
Partly sunny with a high near 66.
Hey, that's beautiful weather to walk.
If that's what happens, then that's going to be gorge.
And, Liam, how are we doing on break time? How many more minutes?
We're walking up on it right now.
Well, okay. Hey, before, we're going to finish the last half an hour with just everything that's going on in Joy, but we're talking about Cinco de Mayo celebrations. Before we started this next section of the show, you could hear Carl Bott's voice talking about La Cabana, which is right across the street. And La Cabana is actually partnering up with the Shasta County Arts Council for a celebration del Cinco de Mayo. This is one of the first Cinco de Mayo celebrations that I've seen happening in downtown Reading. So they're going to have Hispanic artists.
Oh, that's right. I forgot they came and talked to me about it.
It's a family event. It's a free event. And they're going to have live music, art created by Hispanic families in the area. This is one of the coolest partnerships that I've seen, and one that's long overdue, especially when La Cabana and Shasta County Arts Council are right next to each other. That's awesome. One of the many things happening on First
Are they
going to
use the Pocket Park?
The Pocket Park? They better, if it's not raining, as Liam's telling us. And then First Fridays is one of those free events where you can show up to downtown Reading and walk, shop, and support all the downtown businesses that you can find. But otherwise, Liam, I'm going to pass this over to our KCNR break, and we're going to finish up the last half an hour with Rhonda and James talk about all the exciting things that they're working on.
Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hi, friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful, complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, the salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. Kids' meals are also available.
Dry Creek Station. Open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Welcome back to KTNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for Miss Carl and Linda Bott this morning. Hey, we just talked about hops and shops. I realized I've got two tickets to give away for this Saturday's
two
event.
Two tickets to paradise.
This is definitely two tickets. So Liam let me know that he can handle this. I want to open up the phone lines for the first caller to call in wins two tickets to this Saturday, May 6th, Hops and Shops event.
That's a $60-plus value.
That's a $60-plus value. Call 605-4567 to win yourself two tickets to Hops and Shops this Saturday, May 6th, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. to walk, shop, and drink craft beers and check out all of our local businesses. But
hey, Blake, what's that number one more time?
605-4567.
Great number.
Hey, we got our first caller.
Yeah, I know. Should probably ask Liam to pop him through and figure out who it is and what they're going to do. Are they going to turn around and scalp him afterwards?
Oh, man, that'd be crazy. Well, hey, that's incredible. We got our first caller in, and then let's pass this over to Miss Rhonda and James. Rhonda, what's your guys' favorite stories that you can find in this Enjoy's May issue?
Well, we have a couple of – well, we have a lot of really great stories.
Yeah.
I kind of like them all, and I
– Pick one.
The first story is a pretty awesome story about Elk Cove Inn and Spa and Saibo Restaurant, which is in on the Mendocino Coast. This is also a new writer, and she does a lovely job.
Bang up job. Yeah, what's it really called? Nice. Saibo what?
Saibo Restaurant.
What's that? Is that just the name?
It's a restaurant, yeah.
That's an interesting name.
Yeah.
To me, I'm like, I don't know. When I heard it, I was thinking of, is that like a style of food? I mean,
no, it's just a name. Yeah, okay. It's the name. And cool. You know what's really interesting? And we don't get to use all the pictures that we get for the stories. And there were some pretty amazing photos that were not able to fit into this layout. But anyway, it's a really beautiful place. It's in the city of Elk, I believe, in Mendocino.
So if you want a getaway.
And it's called the Elk Cove Inn. It's 25 minutes south of Mendocino proper, and it's a mansion from the 1800s, 1883, and it's got ocean view cottages and suites, and it has a beautiful spa. So if you want to take your mother or send your mother to a beautiful place for Mother's Day, that would be a great gift. They have a beautiful outdoor seating area
the
for their restaurant.
The food looks amazing, the pictures.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Yeah, so I always like to remind people, too, Enjoy Magazine is distributed in over 400 locations throughout Northern California, so you can pick it up. You can go to our website at www.enjoymagazine.com, and you can look at one of the tabs that says where to find us if you're looking for a place to pick it up. Or the other thing that you can do is on our website, you can say there's a read now, or if you click on the latest issue, it will open it up and allow you to flip through and read just like you had a magazine in your hand. So if you're looking for information about the things that we talk about today on air, usually at the end of each article, there is some type of information to contact what we're talking about to, you know, book a reservation or give the place a call or to read about it and look at pictures and fun stuff like that. So
yep.
Just like to put that plug out there. There's also a really great fun story on page 62 and 63 called The Power of the Spoken Word. I'm a little partial to this. Not necessarily, I would say, my favorite article in this issue because you were asking that question. But this one is actually something that's a little near and dear to my heart because this is something that I had to do while growing up. For the school that I went to, they were very much about teaching us about public speaking and poetry out loud. And it talks about, it's a really fun article that talks about, you know, kids all do the same things pretty much. You know, they date and they play sports and they have video games and, you know, they connect through social media, that kind of stuff. But there is an event that is a nationwide event, and every county in California actually participates, and it is it's a contest, so to speak, where students are allowed to get on stage and recite poetry that they've had to ingest and memorize, right? And this encourages them to find the power of their voice, find the power of spoken word, and obviously it brings them together and helps grow them as young adults into being able to be in front of people and put their shyness aside. And it can be a real struggle for a lot of people when growing up public speaking. So this encourages that process and helps try to break down those barriers for young people to get out of their shell, which, you know, back in the day when I was doing it, we didn't have social media and that kind of stuff, so we weren't necessarily always locked into that environment. But I feel like sometimes today's young youth, not all, but a lot of them, you know, they have a voice, but it's through a digital realm versus actually in person. So this is kind of something that's cool because I remember doing this, and then I actually had to go around to the different high schools and compete with you know, what you learned or memorized. There were qualifications, different categories, that kind of stuff. So very, very cool. I just like the fact that this is being featured, and obviously there are students here in Shasta County that are participating, and that's why we're doing the story to let you know that there's an option and to maybe go check it out and actually see some of the students compete and recite, and do that kind of stuff. So very cool.
We also have a story about the Western Star Lodge, and it's their 175th anniversary. So this is a nice little story about how that how they started, and it's quite interesting. And then we also had some of our writers, photographers, and staff send in some of their favorite moments of working with Enjoy. And that was a lot of fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Gosh, for some reason, I'm not there.
No, I know. We had a deadline.
I know. I saw it come by through the email, and I was like, You mean I have to actually stop and think and write something and spell and all that? I'm like, yeah, no, that's not for me.
We also have a couple events. The Chico Art Festival, after being not being able to do this for a few years, they're back, and this is a big event that they do. They've been doing for a number of years, and that looks like a lot of fun. there'll be food trucks and music, and then of course we also have the story about the second annual Spring Into Music Festival, which is in Lewiston, and it's at the Lakeview Terrace Resort in Lewiston, and there will be a lot of bands.
Are you going to be there, Liam?
From Reading?
No.
Are you aware of it?
This is the first I'm hearing about it.
Yeah, a lot of local bands will be there, and it looks like a really fun time.
We have also a really cool story, somebody that I've come to know. She's a big shopper at the Enjoy Store, and she comes over from Salyer. But, you know, you never know what's behind people, right? So she's this very nice woman, and, you know, she buys really cool stuff. And I asked her, like, what do you do with these beautiful pieces that you buy? And she goes, oh, you know, I put them in my ranch. And I was like, oh, you have a ranch? She said, yeah. It's in Salyer, which is over, you know, on your way to the coast. So it's kind of near, Willow Creek and, you know, all that area. And she's like, yeah, the ranch, you know, so talk about like this little thing. But really, it's called Steeped in History, the ranch in Salyer. And it is was built in 1911, and it's a resort.
On 200 acres.
On 200 acres, yeah. So, I mean, Salyer, that part of the world is absolutely exquisite, you know, all year long, but certain times of the year, this would be an awesome ability for you to get away, you know, or maybe you, you know, you're going to go to the coast or something, and then you just make it a couple days to get over there. Stop in Weaverville, stop in Salyer, and stay at the 9/11 Ranch, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, so check it out. I mean, there's many, many, many articles that we have in this issue, the 200th issue, that would make a great date or things to do.
Oh my gosh, yeah, and this. I was thinking about this limitless possibilities.
Right. So let's ponder that while we take a break.
Let's take a break.
Yeah.
Okay.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the coolest with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at bpsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Vaisakhi Festival and Day of Nonviolence is Saturday, May 6th from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson. This free event is an important multicultural and educational event in Shasta County, organized by the Sikh Center. The Vaisakhi Festival will feature multiple vendors, workshops, and live demonstrations. Come enjoy free Punjabi food and multicultural music while learning about the Sikh history, Sikh martial arts, and Native American practices. The Vaisakhi Festival presents speakers from various agencies. It's free and open to the public, and free activities for kids. The Vaisakhi Festival and Day of Nonviolence, Saturday, May 6th at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. This event is co-sponsored by the United Way, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Reciproca, Shasta Interfaith, and KCNR Radio.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. We are rounding out the last 10 minutes of the show. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Liam, wonderful music this morning. Which new band is this?
This is Streets You Live On by this girl named Remy Wolf, who's from like London and just blew up last year.
I'm going to have you make me some kind of a new fandangled Liam playlist for my phone.
I have the most goated music taste.
I do.
I know I do. I'm not going to pretend I don't.
I want a mixed.
I love a confident human being.
So, Rhonda James, incredible stories and events that you were talking about. Are there any couple last things happening?
Yeah, there's one
enjoy?
In here. Well, actually, there's a couple. Again, as I'm going through, I keep forgetting. We have an article in here on Poti's Artisan Goods. And she is a vendor, a seller in our store, and she does health and wellness products. They're excellent. We actually have a new product by her that is like a clay mask that is it's just blowing up. I mean, we have people that are saying amazing things and coming in and we're just buying it up. So I was actually just, when we were talking at break, I was thinking I might give you some for you to try.
Please.
Yeah.
Cause yes.
It might help with your angry beard.
Yeah. God, for anybody that knows good clippers or how to shave, call in and let me know.
Yeah. But anyway, what's super cool besides her doing health and wellness and in these beauty products is she also makes the most incredible sourdough crackers. And so we're going to be carrying those in the store as well, and we're super excited to have those coming because they are really a handmade artisan delight, and we're working with her on recipes too. Right now it's just sourdough and sea salt, but she wants to move into like cracked pepper and salt, rosemary, garlic, you know, that kind of stuff. So, and they're just super light and just delicious. You could just sit there and eat a whole bag.
But she also makes these amazing products that they're all natural. She made them because she wanted to have something more natural for herself.
Mm-hmm.
And so she has, you know, the masks and she has.
She actually has one of the coolest things is she does. It's a lotion candle. So it actually has a wick in it and you can light it and it will obviously burn and melt and smell yummy just like a candle. But the product that's burning is actually able to be put on your skin as a lotion. So as it melts, you can take the melted lotion and put it on your body, which I think is super cool. I was just thinking, as I was saying that, there could be a little kink in that.
What? James, this is a morning show. Well, speaking of a morning show, let's talk about beer, right? Why not? Liam, we had one caller. You know what? I think I've got two more tickets of Hops and Chops to give away for a caller that calls on in. This is Hops and Chops, the beer tasting, walking, shopping event. You get yourself a 6.5 drinking glass and yourself a tote bag.
So and don't be afraid to shop, because ultimately we can actually park your bag. We'll do a a valet for shopping bags. If you buy stuff, we can hold on to them, and then you can pick them up later.
That's a great idea. And you can test that out if you call in. I'm giving away two more tickets, 605-4567. That's
605-4567.
Hey, Liam, we should put them on the radio. Let's hear who's calling.
Yeah, right? Hello.
Oh, man. Hey, the phone's ringing up. Yeah, this is our Hops and Chops event, Saturday, May 6th, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. You can get your tickets on vivadowntownreading.org. And you can support, 20-plus local businesses, try 20-plus different beer brands, and a super fun event.
I love it when the phone's ringing and you're giving stuff away, because to me it reminds me of, you're doing it. You're at a call center for, KIXC auction or something. Have you ever worked the phones?
Yeah, I didn't work the phones. You know what? KIXC's auction changed. Everybody does it online now. I wish we could go back to the old telethon,
Oh, yeah.
Hello. Oh, my gosh, we're this close to fixing up our goal. So we have about, 6 minutes left on here. Rhonda, what's going on at Riverfront Playhouse?
Oh, yeah. Closing weekend for Rabbit Hole. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a sad story, but with a happy ending. It talks about grief, and it's about a couple.
I laughed. I cried.
a couple who whose son was killed in a hit by car. And so it goes through their grief.
God.
And, yeah, very sad. But, it's just how everybody kind of handles their grief differently. And,
this would be considered a drama.
It's a drama for sure. But the acting is superb. I mean, we have the most amazing actors in this play, and they are doing such a great job. And we've gotten really great feedback from the people that have seen it. And hopefully you'll get some tickets for that this weekend. It closes on Saturday evening. The last show was at 7:30 on Saturday. So
you can get those tickets online at Riverfront. What is it?
Riverfrontplayhouse.net.
Okay. Or you can buy them at the Enjoy Store if you happen to be in and want to buy some tickets. We can issue those for you there at the Enjoy Store.
Or you can purchase them at the theater the night of the performance, an hour before the show starts. So there's.
But don't do that. We're trying to move Reading away from being last-minute ticket buyers. It makes it hard as a producer, right? Nobody wants to go through that roller coaster.
Right. It is. Reading is very last-minute. But anyway, so that's what's happening at Riverfront. We also are going to be showing Annie Jr. Stellar Charter School is bringing their play to Riverfront.
Fun.
So we're excited about that. And then we have a children's workshop in June. It'll be a 3-week workshop, and we'll be doing, The Velveteen Rabbit, at the end.
Do you guys have, is that something fairly new because of the new location, but have you had schools? I mean,
this
in the past,
is the first time.
See, I think that would be a great thing, is
right.
to like to use the theater for that kind
right.
of stuff.
And we did a improv last mm-hmm. night. There was an improv show there that it wasn't our event, but it sells out. It's the second time they've done it, and it's been a great. It's just kind of been a great addition, even though it's not our event. We sell concessions, and we charge them a little bit of money for rent, and then. So we're going to be doing a lot more of that.
If it's a dead space, right?
Exactly.
And there's nothing happening.
Yep. So
let other people break legs.
Yeah. Yep. We're going to have a burlesque show and a couple of burlesque shows in June.
I know.
They're not our events, but people are renting the space.
I'm trying really hard. I just got four more pounds to go before my outfit slides right on.
Hey, man.
Mine's not burlesque. Mine's called grotesque.
Wow, look at that. Look at the time, everybody. Hey, James, Rhonda, As always, it's a pleasure to see you both. When's your when can you people tune into your regular Enjoy the Radio hour?
The third Thursday. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Third Thursday.
At 6 o'clock.
PM. That's always a wonderful show. Talks about all the stories and even has some of the guests that they feature in mm-hmm. Enjoy Magazine.
Just gives you a little bit more insight, right?
Which
than
I,
just we briefly go over.
And then you're
in the
usually there and that's
yeah.
always fun.
I love it. We didn't get to do it last month. So
no.
Was,
you handled it, right?
Great. Yes.
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 I don't know. You were gone back east yeah. visiting grandkids and what did I was somewhere.
You were at a Rotary, I think probably Sunset Rotary.
Oh, that's
Rotary.
Right. I was doing Rotary.
Smoking yeah, cigars, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, my name is Blake Fisher. This is Rhonda Alvey, James Mazzotta. We've got Liam, our sound engineer. And it's been a real pleasure talking and hosting KCNR Radio's morning show, the Carl and Linda Bott Show, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Thank you for always tuning into KCNR, and thank you to all the wonderful sponsors that support this radio station. Go support all the events in your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Come check out downtown's development, and also celebrate where we live. It's a beautiful area, and Liam, thanks for everything you do. We'll catch you next time. KCNR Radio, tomorrow morning.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.